AM 1570, FM 104.5, WYTI at Rocky Mount, Virginia. 129, Earl Van Shelton in the air chair on a Thursday, just for a few minutes. Rain, the weather word for the rest of the afternoon. A high of 48, chance of rain is 100%. Tonight, rain temperatures rising to around 52, chance of rain is 100%. And then rain tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy, 90% chance of rain with a high temperature tomorrow. We'll check in, let's say, around 58 degrees. Currently at Rocky Mount, we have 40. WYTI, your official weather checking station for Rocky Mount and Franklin County. And as we've been talking about, Lisa Sini, she has called in and is joining us on the program. Lisa, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Lisa, doing wonderful. If I was doing any better, I'd have to run outside in the rain and do some jumping jacks.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Lisa, we've been talking, and we're so excited to talk to you today about gifts, holiday gifts, high-tech gifts for maybe those that are hard to buy for. But before we talk about those, Lisa, I want to talk a little bit about you. Tell us what you do and how you get involved, how you got involved in doing what you do.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I've been an interior designer for the last 27 years, and then the last 25 years, I've been involved in senior living environments. So I've done them all over the world, and then 20 years ago, started my own company, and that's what we specialize in. So we create these incredible environments for seniors all over, and then I found that, you know, there was a lot of technology and different things that we were using in these pretty expensive private pay homes that people could use in their own home. And so that's when I wrote a book called The Future is Here, Senior Living Reimagined. And then I followed it up with Hive, The Simple Guide to Multi-Generational Living. So that was, over the last 4 years, I had four generations living in one household. And probably a lot of people do that, but might not have four. So I had my grandmother that was 92 with Alzheimer's, my parents, and then my two children. And so that book really tells about kind of design things that you can do to help people be their best them, especially with dementia or Alzheimer's. And then the technology that we used, and then the social aspects. So how do you get along and who gets to put their Christmas decorations out and all that kind of stuff. And then recently I've got a new book coming out called Boom, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Leveraging Technology so that you can preserve your independent lifestyle and thrive.
You know, I was reading here a little bit about you too, and you have a website called Best Living Tech.
Exactly. So thank you. Yes, we. What happened was when we did this social experiment and had all generations living together, I would have aunts and uncles and family members and friends constantly asking me, well, where'd you get this? Well, how'd you do that? Well, what'd you do here? And I'm, you know, being a kind of business person, and I said, instead of my mom asking me nonstop, I thought, well, we'll create our own online website that pulls all of these things together and makes it easy for people to thrive on their own and age in place. So I kind of like to say that it's Sharper Image meets AARP.
I love it. You know, I have an aunt. She is 70, and of course, she's not into this technology at all. She doesn't even want to send a text message. So, you know, it's great that you do things like this. And tell us a little bit about some of the products we'll be talking about today and who benefits from these products, Lisa.
Oh, well, wonderful. Well, first of all, everybody benefits from them. So I always like to say, you know how when they put those curb cuts into all the sidewalks going down all the neighborhoods, everyone was saying, why are we paying for this on the taxes? We don't have anyone in a wheelchair in our neighborhood or so forth. And what happened was anyone with a bicycle or a stroller benefited from that. And that's like any good technology, is that it might be introduced for somebody that has some special needs, but in reality, if it makes their life easier, it makes everybody's life easier.
Absolutely.
So, so it helps the whole family. I think probably one of the things that I'm so excited about is this new product called the Loop. So
tell us,
have you heard anything about it?
No. I know that I think it's been described like in Time Magazine. Tell me a little
That's
bit
correct.
About the Loop.
Yeah, so it's one of the coolest gadgets. Time Magazine gave it that from the Consumer Electronics Show. What it is it's this, at least I remember my grandpa taking this tiny little TV out into the garage to, like, watch the baseball games. This is before the man cave was invented, right?
Right.
So he would take that out there to kind of get away from my grandma and all of us and listen and watch sports. What looks a little bit like that, except for it's a little neater looking, but it's real cute. But it's this portable device that essentially has channels on it. And the point of it is it's almost like having your own TV station for your family. So if my daughter, she goes to school in Rome, she's studying archaeology, which is a great place to do it. So instead of her trying to text a message to my mother, or my mom's 78, or put something on Facebook that everybody can see, she can just load a picture to her phone and it automatically goes to the screen that my mom can look at. And then let's say my dad's doing something in another room, she can just pick that little thing up and take it over and show it to him. And it's big enough that you can see it. They can even video chat, and it's all secure.
Wow. That is incredible.
It is. It's pretty neat. So this ended up being Christmas gifts for everybody in my family. And the other neat thing about it, because Facebook has something similar and some other people do, but you have to buy, like, a paired unit, one at each end. So if you and I were going to do it, you would have to have a unit. I would have to have a unit. The Loop, you only have to have one unit, and then anyone with a cell phone can just load photos onto it or communicate with their loved one.
Wow, that is wonderful. And I know you're going to tell us, I mean, can these gifts, Lisa, be found pretty much anywhere, or where can one find the Loop?
Well, you can find them on Best Living Tech, and we have some incredible sales going on right now. They are sold other places, but we have them because we believe in them, and we want to help people to be able to connect and love and move really from fear to freedom. And that's what a lot of these products are about. Like, how do you feel better and not be in that kind of state of, I hope I don't fall,
Absolutely. Or
what happens if somebody comes in on me, or all those kinds of things, or mom's alone and she can't take care of an animal anymore and remember to take care of it. So, you know, she could use the Joy for All companion cat or companion dog that can really give her a lot of great joy, but you don't have to worry about that she's going to forget to feed it or take it out.
You know, that kind of leads me into the next thing. One thing that, you know, I'm very particular about and love to read stories about is home security systems. You know, when we talk about the elderly folks, we need home security systems to keep up and, you know, to monitor things that go on in the world that we live in today. Something called the Piper Smart Home Security System. Lisa, tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, I love that. So when we had Nest cameras also at our house, but that was for the chicken coop. my daughter was, you know, she went off to school in Rome and her chicken, she couldn't see him or talk to him anymore. So she used the Nest for the chicken, and then we used it for the thermostat. But for my grandmother, what was happening was my mom was a primary caregiver, and she might be out to dinner on a Saturday night with my dad and want to stay for a little extra dessert or something like that. And she would get panicky and go, oh, I hope mother's okay. I better rush home and make sure she's all right. And I thought, you know, Mom, you give and give and give, like, your entire life to helping grandma. So I don't want you to be a prisoner. So we put the Piper Smart Home Security System in grandma's space and just dialed it in so that we could see her in her recliner, not in her bedroom or in the bathroom or anything like that,
right?
But just in a recliner. And so if my mom was out with my father and wanted to spend a little extra, you know, a little time together or shopping or something like that, she could flip on the camera and see immediately that grandma was okay or sleeping or whatnot and not worry and really be able to enjoy her life.
Oh, what a peace of mind you can have too, knowing that they're safe and okay.
100%. You're actually able to talk through it, too. So if there was any kind of situation, you could talk into it. I remember sitting with my grandma one time, and my mom did not realize I was home. And she had flipped it on just to check on her. And she's like, hey, Lisa, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, is that God talking? Like, But it was really kind of quite nice. So you would be able to, like, calm someone down in a situation or help them through a situation. But it's all about ensuring that, you know, you're not, security and safety and technology and all that should work for you. You shouldn't feel like it's making you vulnerable. It should make you feel better and safer and able to live either on your own or put your mind at ease.
And not everything is really complicated. You know, you've picked out some gifts here, Lisa, that, you know, they're not complicated to operate at all. As a matter of fact, the operator pretty much has to do nothing once it's set up.
100%.
And I love that. Now, I'm going to bring my aunt into the picture. She's 70 years old, and she is an animal lover. Do we have anything for those animal lovers? She has a little pet dog named Pixie, and I think, don't you have something from Hasbro that's come out?
Yeah, so that they have something called the Joy for All Companion Pets, and that's kind of what I was talking about a little bit before. These are just fantastic. So we had two dogs in the house, and what I noticed was that at a certain time of the day, my grandma would get a little grouchy. I don't know why, but she would, you know, and the dogs would kind of go away. Well, this cat, it's a robot, and I know that sounds crazy, but it's this, imagine kind of a stuffed animal that looks like a real kitten that's a robot, and it's got artificial intelligence to it. So when you pet it, it reacts to you like a cat would. It'll meow and it'll purr and it'll bat its eyes at you and even kind of lay back and lick its paw. And sometimes it doesn't react to you at all. It really acts like a cat.
So like you've got a companion there with you.
That's 100%. You're 100% right. And my grandma absolutely loved it. And then any kid that came in the house loved it too.
I'm having so much fun talking to you, Lisa. Let me ask about the human charger. What in the world is the human charger?
Well, that is my absolute favorite. So, I don't know about you. Do you have any trouble, Earl, with sleeping?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, that's like one of the number one health issues that we have, right? If we don't sleep well, we're not healthy. Again, my grandmother had issues with sleep, with dementia and Alzheimer's. And I travel a lot. I'm going around to different job sites and homes all over the country and North America and all that. And I would get jet lag. So I found this little thing called the human charger. Mm-hmm. It fits in your pocket, and then it's got earbuds that you put in your ears, and it's this scientific device that they've developed over in Finland. And what it does is it puts blue light therapy into your ear canals, and that goes through your skull and hits your brain. And we know that sunlight is good for you, right?
Right.
So this is like sunlight in your pocket. It's this little tiny thing. You press the button, and all of a sudden, it resets your circadian cycle. The circadian cycle is what tells you to wake up and go to sleep. So if I go to a different time zone, I just set that right when I wake up and need to wake up, and all of a sudden, I'm in the perfect time zone. It's also great for energy. You know, when you're out in the sunshine, you feel a lot better than when it's in the middle of the night because your body's set up that way.
Absolutely.
And then if you have trouble sleeping or with dementia or Alzheimer's where you're a little bit confused or even with seasonal affective disorder, SAD, it can help with that. So 12 minutes a day, you press a button, put it in your ear, and all of a sudden you got more energy, mental clarity, and you sleep better.
Wow, such wonderful, great gift ideas. Lisa, tell us once again if the listeners want to know more about these gifts or where they can get them or how they can get them or what they do, how can they find out more information? And also tell us about your blog and your podcast. We'd love to know about that as well.
Thank you very much. So I do, I'm on podcasts and then blogs. The blog is Lisa M. Cini, C-I-N-I. So, and you can go to my website and click on those kinds of things. You can also see all the past ones and get a lot of great information, checklists, and different things like that. And please follow me. We've got great newsletters and such. And then for the products, you can go to Best Living Tech. So if you just think about living your best life, Best Living Tech, you'll be able to find all the different products. You'll be able to find my books. There's tons of stuff that we didn't even get a chance to talk about here that's just phenomenal. But these are the kinds of things that'll really change your life for the better forever.
And Lisa, you are the owner of the Mosaic Design Studio, and some of your clients include like the National Hockey League, the U.S. Military, PGA Tour country clubs, various hotels, also the Cooper's Hawk Winery restaurants. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we focus on transitional living environments and how the environment makes someone's life better. So we do so much senior living, which is fantastic. And we get to, do the best of the best where, when you think about it, a senior living home will have a hotel in it, it'll have a restaurant in it, it'll have a workout facility, a spa. So we always try to make sure that we're working on those types of projects too, so that we can do our best job when someone's aging in a home. So that's how it's accumulated into having working for the military, which has very similar image issues, actually. It's transitional. People are moving around all the time. You have to worry about sleep when they're on different shifts and things like that. And it has to be very secure. So we specialize in those areas, and our team is just, I can't express how blessed I am to work with the team that we have. They do a phenomenal job, and they impact the lives of seniors every day positively.
And I can tell, Lisa, by just listening to you that you enjoy so much what you do. And hey, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to call us today and talk about these wonderful high-tech gifts for older folks. And of course, if folks missed this interview or if they want to listen to it again, we're going to post it on our website. It's WYTIradio.com. Click on the blog section. I'll have it up and running on there by 5 o'clock today. So tell your friends about it and let folks know that they can go back and listen to the interview and find out information about the gifts and the websites by doing so. And Lisa, I think you said you were also going to put it on your website.
We are. We're going to post it all over, and hopefully we can help a lot of people and provide gifts for the holidays that someone will actually use and make their life better.
Lisa, again, thank you so much for calling in with this great information. I've had a blast. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. God bless.
Lisa Seedy on WYTI, AM 1570, FL 104.5, 145, 15 minutes away from 2 o'clock. Earl Van Shelton along with you. Lisa Seedy, what a pleasure talking to her this afternoon.